here with Pete Spike at the Orange Shop, and he has given the staff of Agnet Media a tour of the business today, and we've went and looked at the various varieties that he's growing, and he's going to tell us about his use of slow-release fertilizer and some results he's seen with that.
Well, basically, we started evaluating new varieties and rootstocks a few years ago that were released from USDA and IFAS and brought in from California. And the big question in my mind is how well they do with HOB. So in our plots, we have chosen not to try to apply an aggressive HOB program. So, for example, we don't apply any foliar sprays at all. We just let IPM do all the work, let the psyllids have their way. The only thing we have been doing is applying controlled-release fertilizer, which we saw promise from that a few years ago, and, of course, irrigation and herbicide. And as it turns out, some varieties are doing quite well under that program. Other ones aren't doing as well.
Tell us about some of the ones that are doing better than others.
Well, Early Pride, Navel, Honeybell, Temple, Robinson Tangerine, Lee Nova, Orton Neeks to actually do pretty well, and W. Murcott seem to be able to hang in there fairly well as well.
And I imagine it's a lot less expensive, too, to take care of the trees this way.
Exactly, but that's not really my main objective. My main objective is to find out which ones have some natural tolerance to HOB, because if they have some level of tolerance on their own, then it won't be so expensive to keep them, you know, healthy and in production, as opposed to other varieties that really don't tolerate the disease very well at all. In that case, you have to spend a lot of money to keep them going.
And you're seeing more beneficials with this approach?
Well, of course. I mean, our normal IPM now is at work again, so the rust mites, spider mites, and that sort of thing aren't as much of a problem. Scales, aphids, you don't see any of that.
All right. Anything else you wanted to add about the IPM that you're using?
No, other than the fact that slow release, I think, is holding a lot of promise in that it's able to feed the tree constantly during the time when the flushes and the fruit demand the nutrients. I think one of the things that HOB does is interfere with the translocation of nutrients out of old leaves to new leaves and that sort of thing. So we're seeing positive results. I know Jude Grosser is seeing the same thing as well, and other growers. So we think that controlled-release fertilizer will become the cornerstone of our program, and with less reliance on the foliar sprays to keep the trees nutritionally supplied.
Okay, thank you.